So tonight, as we get started, tonight as we get started on our lesson, I want to say this to you very clearly. I want to make sure that you understand this very clearly, that nothing I say is intended to condemn. Say that to your neighbor. Say, she doesn't intend to condemn. But my purpose is that of expansion. In October of 2015, the Lord called for an expansion of our thoughts, our minds, our ways, our doing. That was that month that I talked the whole month in October. But many of us are still in the same place, or we have only moved a little. Some have moved a greater amount, and sadly, some have gone backwards. So the purpose of this lesson is to do what the scripture says. 2 Timothy 3:16. I repeat that scripture that we had last week. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for the teaching, for what we believe in this church. Say this church. Now, that's not to say that other churches don't believe the same thing, but there are some things we believe that other churches don't believe, such as speaking in tongues, laying hands on the sick, prosperity, walking in love, all of us. There's one body. Whether they come short on that or not, they're still what? One body. And we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Say brothers and sisters. In Christ. It's profitable for reproof, which is kind of like condemnation, but it's not to condemn. It's just to straighten me out. Say it's to straighten me out.
Straighten me out.
Profitable for correction, to straighten me out. For instruction in righteousness, to teach me what to do and who I am. Now, as I was writing that scripture down, and I wrote it down in my tablet, and I was looking at it, the Holy Spirit reminded me that Bishop has been teaching us that you are righteous. Tell your neighbor, say, you are righteous. That means that you have right standing with God. God says you're okay. He said, I made you that way, but you may not always do right. But he says, I'm here to get you on the right path so you will always, say always.
Always.
So you will always, say always.
Always.
Do right. It said that the man of God may be thoroughly, may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. Agree with me, the enemy's not going to take this. He's not going to stop this. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I looked up thoroughly. It means executed without negligence or omission. A praise team that's on time for practice. Sunday school class and teachers that are on time each Sunday. Church members that love each other and really, really not out for show, but out to praise God and to worship God. Thoroughly without neglect. I was sitting over there thinking about my message, and I thought about this. Oh my God, I gotta change. I gotta get into this and worship my God. Amen. So this is what we're talking about. It means there are no omissions, complete and perfect, that we are extremely attentive to accuracy. Now listen to this. Repeat after me. God
is calling me
to be thoroughly
honest
in all my dealings,
to be
thoroughly
completely
yielded
to the unction
and directions
of the Holy
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give me some water.
I know this is not the excellent that we
But we'll get there. Amen. How do you know, how many of you know many times, and I don't put all this on the enemy, it's just a physical attack, but when you set out to do right, he will try to stop you. He will try to cut it off. And as I was praying, I said, Lord, now, I want to roll out the red carpet. I don't do peppermints, if that's what that is. Roll out the red carpet of the word. I want everyone who hears this word, and I might have to let you preach, Bishop, and teach next week. That might help. So that no one leaves feeling condemned, but feels blessed. So the word of the Lord is here tonight to teach you some things. And as you, yeah, I got it. I don't have to take it out of me, so I was good. As you listen to this word, with a few interruptions, take it to your heart. Revelations 5:10, as I mentioned early, said he has made us kings and priests. He's made, and then 1:6 says, he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to whom be glory and dominion forever. Amen. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Let's just praise the Lord for a minute. Thank you, Lord. It will go forth. Hallelujah. Thank you. We are here to proclaim that Jesus is Lord over your life, that he desires for us to live out his lordship in our daily walk. He desires us to have him as Lord so we'll be free from frustrations, fears, sicknesses, and diseases, poverty, and lack. When we make him our Lord, we'll find out that he is a provider, as the song says, and he is a healer, as the scripture says, that not a feeble one is among them, and with his stripes we're healed, and that he sent his word to heal us. If you'll notice in the epistle, Paul always referred to Jesus as Lord or to himself as a servant. The scripture also says we can't serve two masters, God and Mammon, Matthew 6:24 and Luke 6:19. So what I want you to see tonight is God is calling for honesty from your heart on the inward part. He's calling for you to seek him in whatever you do to make him Lord of your life in every situation. Now, I may say some hard things if I get there, but the hard things, Bishop, Kenneth Hagin says, what you were crying about at one time, you'll be laughing about on another when you get the victory, amen? Bishop and I were praying this morning, and I grabbed a pen and wrote a few of the words that he said. He asked God for that all of us would grow up to full maturity in every area of our lives.